So, jetzt gehen wir mal an Oszillator Nummer 2. Das ist der. Ich kann den ausschalten, anschalten.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2024.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2024 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
All right, everybody, it's Super Radio 2024, and we got our first supplier here on the radio, and I picked Black Noise. Alex is here with us.
Hi.
To talk a little bit about their projects and what's happening on their end. And we just had a little pre-discussion before we went on air, and maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit, your brand, how long you're in the business, and your approach to modular synths.
Yeah, perfect sense. So we are Black Noise. We are a French Eurorack manufacturer. We are in Dijon, France, and we focus on the very boutique Eurorack module, very creative and innovative one. And this year we are coming with a new power supply, which is, as I said, the first ever USB-C power supply made for your rack and capable of delivering up to 100 watts. So it means you can power a very huge system from either a power adapter or a power bank. And it's very great if you do live performance, because you can preheat your system and be sure that it warm when you're on ready to perform. And it's also great if you want to play whenever you are, you're on the couch, on vacations, or even in the middle of desert if you want. And we have also another range of more analog modules. We have a new one, which is a Goma Pro. It's an improvement of our very popular Goma modules. And it's go beyond the classic attenuator mixer concept. With it, you can use it as a wave shaper, you can use it as a wave folder, and mixer, attenuator, you can bring line level to your rack. And
okay, I mean, let's go back to the power supply, because actually I wanted also to build a modular case on the, which I can use wherever I go, for example, in the park or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm always a little bit concerned about this power bank issue. So what are the constraints here? What kind of power bank do you need if you want to power it with a power bank, or what's your experience on that? Obviously you tested it.
So. Yeah, for over a year now. And honestly, for the people who try it, it's a game changer, because it's very convenient. Beside the power bank approach, it's very convenient to have USB-C, you have the same cable and stuff. And when it comes to a power bank, well, it's very transparent process. Of course, it depends the size of your system and the size of your power bank. But to give you an idea, with a system, for instance, of 6U, 84 HP, you can have up to 7 hours of battery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you just need to plug a USB-C cable from the power bank to the your system, and it's ready to go. There's no either. You just have to make sure that it's called power delivery, which is a protocol which is with USB.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sure that your power bank is capable of powering the power delivery protocol. But beside that, it's pretty easy, and we have all the info on our website. We have a chart with playtime depending mm-hmm. the size of your system, and we know that USB-C is still something new, and especially in Eurorack, so we try to be as transparent and as user friendly as possible. And the only downside, if I can say, is that it's part of the USB protocol, is that you can connect multiple devices on the same power bank.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because each time you can, but it's not very convenient. It will power off the your system each time you plug or unplug a device. But we had also a USB-A connector on the power modules, so you can connect stuff like G-Step or BitStep Pro directly from the power supply.
Oh, that's nice. And another module I wanted to talk about was the Cosmos module, because I found it the other day, and it's very, on the first glance, it looks very complicated, because it has no knobs, which is a little bit unusual. I would expect some knobs to turn, but that was not the approach, obviously. So maybe you can give a little overview on the Cosmos, what it's able to do, and how you operate it, actually.
Yeah, so the idea behind Cosmos was to explore the analog computers, because the early computers was analog. Before the invention of transistors, there was analog. When we I take a look at it, it was very similar to the way analog modules are designed in Eurorack. So I wanted to explore this path. And the idea, the result is Cosmos. It's really an analog computer. You have the same basic block you can find in analog computers. And this is why you don't have knobs, because on computers you send you have not for that, and it can do a lot of things. Since it's a computer, you can use it as a ring modulator, you can use it as clamping VCA, you can do phase lock loop, you can do rectification, so half rectification, full rectification, you can use it as overdrive, first. It's really a Swiss Army knife modules. But I think where it really shines, it's in the exploratory, because we designed it so it's a very strange design where each part interacts with the other. And since it's analog, you have a lot of non-linearity, which create a lot of analog. It's why it's make analog and so interesting. It's this non-linearity and this warm you can find in analog. And I think it's very refreshing modules, because if you already have a huge system, if you do modular for a long time, it's nice to have something where you don't know really where you go when you start to use it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the joy of modular systems. Huh?
And on the same time, you can use it for very straightforward things. So it's nice if you have a small system, because you can do a lot of things with it. And if you have a large system, if you already have like a ring modulation and stuff like that, it will add new colors, because everything it does in slightly different, so it brings new color.
And I mean, obviously it has no knobs, but I think it has some touch sensors.
The fact is that there's two inputs, X and Y, and then they are processed by different sections of the module. And since it's a modulator, it doesn't generate sound by itself. And it was a bit, I wanted to be more than that. So we had two touch points, and you can press your finger and interact and create voltage and operate it without any external source.
Okay, that's cool. What else is there? What else can we discover in your booth? Or what do you plan for the future? Or what is new, or what is important to you right now for the people?
Well, as
for the audience,
our huge module, we use our volt power supply. And for the rest, we do a lot of utility modules, clever utility modules. So it's not very sexy, it's not very something it makes sound. It's not say something easy to sell, but it's very useful. And I think in the huge patch, clever utilities it's what really make a patch. You know, you need clever utilities. It makes it easier. It makes also, when you do modular, you don't want to think. You want to go straight where you want to go. And if you have very transparent utilities, I think it's helped. And so here, as I say, we have the new Goma Pro, which is very interesting. Once again, it's a 6 HP modules. You can do a lot of things with it. And for the future, we are going to try to do a more module like the Cosmos. We want to explore where we go, when we can go, and when we can push analog today.
Okay, that's nice. And maybe last, where can we find you? Which booth? And also on the internet? What's your URL or Insta or whatever?
Our website is blacknoisemodular.com.
Okay.
Very simple. And so we sell worldwide. And our booth, it's at W477. Okay. And we're happy to if you want to come by.
It's actually very close by to the radio, so you can slap two flies with one clap. Thank you very much, Alex.
Same for having me.